Ibe Pettersen, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thanks to all the delegates for very good comments and, as mentioned by colleagues here, for the support that, you're providing to our work for, in our case, in particular, women and girls. I also want to just touch upon two or three of the questions made opposed to us. And the one on what how we are working together, Zimbabwe, Morocco, and others, and Ted and others already explained. Ted explained about the clusters. I will go a step lower and talk about the subclusters, which we also have under. And under the protection cluster, there is the subcluster on gender-based violence. And as mentioned in my first statement, UNFPA is leading that subcluster when emergency response is needed, and also during the ongoing crisis. And I would say, in that respect, like Nada actually said, it hasn't always been easy to get that into the priority list at the outset of the conflict. But as I also mentioned earlier, it's getting much better, and I do think we are much coordinated. But what does it mean that you are leading a subcluster? It doesn't mean that you are the ones doing all the services and so on. I want to underline, for instance, in Ukraine, what we have done as the lead is we have, together with partners, done a mapping on, of course, we're monitoring where are the needs and where are the highest needs, and then we're doing a mapping on who is where, covering what, with what local partners and so on. And we can see something is needed there in these regions, in these areas, and therefore we can work together and say who can take care of that and who can do that. So this is the, in a very concrete way, the way that the cluster cooperation is actually doing a lot and is quite effective. Always with the point that funding is always never sufficient, and that's one of the points that were made. What can member states do? Yeah, more funding. And I fully agree with the Swedish delegate who encouraged all donors to provide flexible and multi-year funding. Core funding or non-earmarked funding is so important in these respects. Points, fully agree also with the point from the delegate of the Netherlands on the need for focusing on psychosocial social support. That's part of the actually gender-based violence service response that we are doing. And in one, in many areas from UNFPA's side, we are supporting with and running with local partners mobile health teams providing support for victims. And there will always be a counselor or something. There will be, you know, a medical doctor, midwife all, quite often, but then also very much a lawyer or social counselor who can provide the first step of psychosocial counseling. So this is very much on the agenda for the system as well, and in particular something that we are working a lot with. And I just want to maybe finish with a concrete example as well on how you, quite often at the local level, you find out how to work together. I